Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Last night, we bid 2020 goodbye, and today, a lot of people welcome 2021 by heading for a hike. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports from the Blue Hills Reservation.
Today I met some people venturing into the new year by venturing into the wilderness. And for 53-year-old Melissa McGrew, who is about to head into the thickets of the Blue Hills, this is more familiar than what she imagines 2021 will be. She and her husband make it a tradition to be outdoors on the first day of the year. But unlike the other first days of other new years, she finds herself without a job. She worked with microscopes to help conserve historic buildings, and now she's retraining to work in the medical field.
Hopefully it will help with if not this pandemic, the next pandemic, in terms of on the cellular level and helping with diagnoses and interpretation of tissue diagnoses. Trying to pivot.
But before the pivot, a pause. McGrew and her husband, Andrew Unch, say they'll always find joy in the new year as long as they have each other. McGrew says yesterday marked 17 years since they first met at a baggage claim at Logan Airport.
Baggage took extra long that night. We ended up taking the subway, you to Cambridge, me to Quincy, and
we exchanged business cards
and made our first date, and it's been 17 wonderful years since then.
Oh, wow. So since then, has New Year's Day been a particularly special day, or what?
Yes, we still feel like life gave us some wonderful, unexpected opportunities around New Year's, and we're hoping for more.
When I first showed up at the Blue Hills Reservation, there were quite a few cars and quite a few families, all wearing masks. But I soon found myself alone in a big expanse of trees with no one around. And then I came across three avid hikers who told me I was on a back trail. One of them, Denise Monroe, who lives in the South Shore, says usually she's out of town on New Year's Day, so this was an opportunity.
Just enjoy. I mean, we're big hikers out here anyway. We come here all the time.
Yeah, we live out here.
But, okay. You know, it's the day to start the year off right. This year we were all here, so we said, let's go and do our first day hike.
Monroe says before the pandemic, she'd led groups through the Blue Hills, and that hasn't happened since March. Close friend Lisa Van Dorr says she's glad to have made it out of the woods that were 2020.
Well, we did say take a hike last night. We wrote 2020 on pieces of paper and threw them in the fireplace.
That was a good idea. I thought that was a clever idea.
Although we had a little trouble getting it to catch fire. It's like, burn!
2020, you heard the people. Take a hike. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.